Gussie McCracken carefully saws open a plaster mold around a huge mastodon tusk. The bone inside hasn't seen the sun in a couple of years, and parts of it haven't been exposed for several millennia.
So there's sections of this tusk that no one has ever seen before, and it hasn't seen the light of day in 100,000 years.
Scientists pulled the bones from Ziegler Reservoir near Snowmass in 2010 and 2011. The fossils were drenched, so in order to dry them out, they were wrapped in plaster. The bones are between 50 and 150,000 years old. They were taken to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science after scientists and local volunteers pulled them from the mud. McCracken says now researchers are studying every aspect of the ecology associated with the bones.
There are about 6,000 large bones. There are tens of thousands of the smaller fossils, the, you know, rodent-sized animals. We have logs. We also have invertebrates like snails, down to little things. There are these animals called ostracods. They're crustaceans and they're very tiny.
The museum in Denver is one of three fossil repositories in Colorado, so the staff there curates, studies, and stores bones from around the state.
It's an amazing site for preservation. Third reason is that there are so many different kinds of fossils.
The Ice Age Discovery Center is a short walk from the ski lifts in Snowmass. It's been open for over 2 years and has seen the likes of more than 70,000 visitors. But until now, replicas have replaced the real deal.
Very, very cool. Like to see it live.
Christina Badgley and her children are from the Chicago area. They're looking over the bones. Badgley's son Caleb is standing near a long tusk.
I came here because I'm most excited about the mammoth tusks. It's pretty cool, like, to see them even though they're extinct and stuff like that.
The real bones are meant to lure more visitors to the center. It's part of a larger effort to get the science to the public. Tom Cardamone is with the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. He's helping with the effort.
The community of Snowmass recognizes that they, as a whole, have a wonderful story to tell, a compelling story, an exciting story, and there's a strong desire to tell that story and to have a stage or a podium from which to tell that story.
Cardamone says discussions now include possibly bringing an entire mastodon or mammoth skeleton to Snowmass from Denver and to erect full-sized replicas so people can see what the animals look like. For now, they're hoping the tusks and rib bones draw crowds. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Grevenen.